Vincent Cianci, the colorful and controversial mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, was found guilty today of racketeering conspiracy. A jury concluded that he allowed the Providence City Hall to be used for running a criminal enterprise. But Mayor Cianci was acquitted of 11 other charges, everything from racketeering and taking bribes for city contracts to shaking down a health club for a lifetime membership. We're joined now by reporter Mike Deegan of member station WRNI in Providence, who has been covering the nine-week trial. Mark, I understand that there's a chance that even the one count of racketeering conspiracy could be dismissed.
That's right. After all the time we've spent trying to figure out all the details of this case, it appeared that the end was in sight today. But Judge Ernest Torres has decided not to issue a ruling right away on a defense motion that the racketeering and racketeering conspiracy charges be dismissed. The judge suggests it's a close call in terms of whether all of the various crimes that were described during the trial add up to one overarching criminal conspiracy as defined by the RICO statute. He has asked attorneys on both sides for legal briefs to be submitted later this week, and then we'll hear oral arguments next week. So it won't be until then, at the earliest, that we find out whether this one remaining charge against the mayor stands.
What kind of evidence did the government have against the mayor?
A lot of the evidence was against the other defendants, and there certainly was a lot of innuendo suggesting that as the mayor of Providence and as the person who runs City Hall, that Mayor Cianci was the leader of a criminal enterprise. The evidence came down to testimony from various people involved in making payments that they suspected would help get them city contracts or city jobs or other city favors, as well as undercover surveillance videotape and audio tape that one government informant provided for the government. Most of the testimony on that, though, seemed to be more damning to some of the other defendants, particularly the mayor's former top aide, Frank Carenti, who was found guilty today on 6 charges.
So the mayor, Buddy Cianci, wasn't in this alone, according to the government, and he wasn't in it alone in the trial.
No, he was not alone in the trial. There have been other people related to this case in the past who have pleaded guilty to charges, who have stood trial with him, and there's one person still on trial at the moment. That's his current top aide. The government alleges an overarching conspiracy with very hard to follow evidence, with various schemes that it's very hard to see how they all came together as one overarching conspiracy. And that, obviously, the judge wants to know more about that.
Well, who governs Providence now?
Mayor Cianci remains the mayor of Providence, at least every indication is. Anyone who would challenge him for the right to lead Providence at the moment is remaining silent. The attorney general has put out a statement saying that as he reads the state constitution and the city charter, Mayor Cianci definitely remains the mayor of Providence, at least until the time of sentencing. There have been calls from people today, including Governor Lincoln Almond, for the mayor to step down. The mayor himself has said nothing yet, when the mayor himself is very talkative and usually likes to talk to us. It was very uncharacteristic when he left court with nothing to say today, so we're still waiting to hear his response to everything that's happened today.
Mayor Cianci has had an assault conviction. He left office in the 80s, and then he returned to run the city in 1991. Are the citizens of Providence still likely to back them?
Well, there is a difference of opinion about that. It certainly depends who you ask. People who support Mayor Cianci, who is a very colorful figure, support him very strongly. This is the first time in a long time, though, that other people have been willing to start speaking out critically of him in public in light of everything that's happened. Certainly, he does intend to file to run for re-election this year. The deadline for that is on Wednesday. And he certainly faces the most difficult race that he has faced in a long time. It's still anyone's guess how that's going to go, though.
Mark, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Reporter Mark Deegan of member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island.